We inspire conservation in unconventional ways. That's the tagline for First Waves, a program that combines stand-up paddleboarding, river surfing, and filmmaking to create a new generation of conservationists. The nonprofit targets underserved youth across western Pennsylvania. For the Allegheny Front, Andy Cubis went to Johnstown to check out a First Waves program, but the day didn't go exactly as planned.
When Ian Smith started his paddleboard company, Surf's Up Adventures, in 2011, he didn't intend to take kids out on the water. He was picturing 20-somethings out for a good time. But then the state hired him to come up with a paddleboard program for at-risk teens.
I was really terrified because my first time, you know, working with teenagers.
Fast forward 7 years, and Smith's nonprofit, First Waves, has served hundreds of kids. Today, he's at a park along the Stony Creek River in Johnstown, getting things ready for a group of kids from a foster home nearby. The paddleboards are unloaded, wetsuits and water shoes sit in rows on picnic tables, and volunteers listen as Smith goes over the plan for the day.
So we'll start them in this eddy right here where the flow is obstructed by that wave, and we'll work on getting the kids comfortable standing up in that area. Sound good? All right, and they're arriving, so I'm going to go handle that. What's up, guys? Yeah.
The kids file in, and some are pretty nervous.
My name is Evan, and I am 12 years old.
Have you ever done this before?
No.
How are you feeling about it?
Kind of nervous, because I'm afraid I might fall off.
Others, like 17-year-old Cameron, have done this before and are excited to be back.
I'm hoping to have a lot of fun. Get back on a paddleboard. It's been about a year and a half.
Just welcome to Greenhouse Park. We did have a crazy rainstorm, so don't worry about these crazy-looking water up here. We're going to go down below where it's a little bit more calm. So we got some awesome DSLR cameras, we got microphones, so we're going to be teaching you guys to tell the story of the day.
The story of the day was supposed to go like this. The kids split up into two groups, half get into wetsuits and practice balancing before heading into the river. The other half gets a lesson on documentary filmmaking and record their friends' river adventures with GoPro cameras and boom mics. Then they switch. But on this day, the river has a different plan.
I don't think I'm going in there. It's not worth the risk, right? I don't know what it is.
We don't know what it is.
Right in front of our eyes, the river has turned an alarming shade of black. Kirsten Wingler is a volunteer. She's supposed to teach paddling skills today.
I've been on this river for 28 years. I've never seen it that color.
Never seen it. I've done a lot of river running in some dirty water. I've never seen this color, so I'm confused. I don't know what this means.
One of the adults standing nearby thinks he has a pretty good idea what it means. Chad Gonkovich runs the Whitewater Tubing Company in town.
So this is with a heavy rain that we had. We're assuming that one of our bony piles or coal fields had a landslide into one of the local creeks. All that coal dust just makes the water, you know, look black. And if you look closely to it, you'll see big hunks of coal coming in.
Just upstream, there's a coal mine and a rail yard with piles of coal along the tracks. What exactly happened is still being investigated by the state. But Ian Smith quickly shifts gears.
If I can leave you with anything today, it's to remember this experience and hopefully inspire you to want to make a change in this. So do a great job documenting this, and today you're actually going to use it with purpose.
The kids begin taking pictures and using the video cameras to document what's happened to the river. But 14-year-old Nakia can't hide her disappointment.
It was sad. It helped me understand the rivers a little bit more. All this bad stuff goes into it, then this affects the animal's ecosystem and the trees and stuff they eat.
17-year-old Raquel is just as bummed.
We're kind of hoping that it does clear out. We didn't really get to go surfing today because the water is this color, so.
Can come back next week?
Hopefully, yeah. Good. I'm hoping.
Yay. Me too. Yeah.
The next week, the kids do come back, and this time, the river cooperates.
This was awesome!
It's 15-year-old Haley's first time on a paddleboard.
I did a wave my first time, too. It's awesome. Wreck and roll.
That's crazy. These kids are nuts.
And Evan, the kid who was nervous about falling off.
That was amazing. I'm definitely going to do it again.
Now he's a pro.
I fell off of the board, but I swam my way back to shore.
And the conservation part of it, they're getting the hang of that, too.
Have you seen any trash on the river today?
Piece of metal. It's from a pipe. Guess I should get them out of the water.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Andy Cubis.
Nice eddy catch, man! All right, Donna, now your turn. You can walk your way out. Yep, take it nice and slow.
But can you get with your phone?
You did great, yeah.
That story is part of our series, Wild PA. You can hear more stories and interviews at AlleghenyFront.org.